I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. As a first order of business on Monday, September 17, 1787, at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, William Jackson, the convention secretary, read aloud the full text of the final proposed document. At the end of the reading, convention delegates Edmund Randolph, George Mason, and Elbridge Gerry continued in their objections to various portions of it. Yet the document enjoyed majority support within each of the state delegations present. Feeling strongly that a unanimous declaration of approval would aid greatly in gaining state ratification, Benjamin Franklin proposed language attendant to the signing that recognized unanimous consent of the states present, thus hoping that Randolph, Mason, and Gerry would sign in recognition of the distinction between themselves personally and the state delegations of which they were members. Gouverneur Morris offered these words to the holdouts.
I too have objections, but considering the present plan as the best that was to be attained, I should take it with all its faults.
After discussion that continued until about 3 o'clock, 39 men from delegations representing every state save for Rhode Island, and minus Randolph, Mason, and Gerry, affixed their names to endorse a revolutionary form of government. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.